Hi, we're Russ and Fred. This is for the Friday Night Karaoke Club. This was put by...
that's fun.
Aha! By Joe Rubin. And Richard's going to do a little rendition for you.
I'm too sexy for Mike and Joey. Too sexy for your Friday Night Karaoke. He doesn't really scan, guys. You've got to get the meter.
Let's give it one more go.
I'm too sexy for Mike and Joey. Too sexy for your Friday Night Karaoke.
That's better.
Probably better.
A little bit better.
I don't know.
Anyway, Mike and Jay...
Rehearsals are everything.
...ask us to wish everyone to be as sexy as they can.
Yes.
Good luck to all the sexy singers.
Yes.
Have a fantastic Friday night.
Karaoke.
Rock the house.
Yes.
F&K sexy. That was Right Said Fred!
F&K sexy is right. Right Said Fred.
That was Right Said Fred. And this is Friday Night Karaoke,
the podcast.
The podcast.
And I'm Mike Wiston. I'm your co-host and co-founder of the Friday Night Karaoke podcast and the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group.
And I'm Joe Rubin with the same exact title. Welcome to our episode number 6. Episode number 6.
Episode 6.
This is getting up there.
Hashtag FNK sexy.
Oh, we got a lot of feedback this week from FNK sexy. It is... you know what? When we first mentioned it, we're going to do FNK Sexy, I was like, maybe we'll get some interesting songs. You know, we'll get a couple of people joining it. I was not expecting this many people to jump in and sing just the most amazing songs and have so much fun with it this week. What an amazing group.
Well, the theme has 3 hours left, just under 3 hours left until we cut the theme off. It's 11:59 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. And we are 10 videos away from being the most participated week ever.
I think it's 9. I think it's 9.
9 videos.
Eric Dabrowski actually just posted all the stats and was like, all right, this is the second most popular hashtag of FNK with 9, just by 9. So we'll see. We have a few hours left. Let's see if we can beat that.
Yeah, let's see. But, you know, when I think about a sexy song, Sean Paul has to come up.
He sure does.
He sure does. And, you know who gets busy? Sean Paul does.
Yeah.
But you know who else gets busy? Brendan Weber pulls out an absolutely incredible rendition of Sean Paul's Get Busy. Check it out.
Let's hear it.
Shake that thing, miss. Gonna shake that thing, miss. Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, Jordi and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop when the beat drops. Just keep swinging it, get busy. Get crunked up, percolate anything you wanna call it. Oscillate your limit, don't take pity. We want to see you get life on the rhythm when we ride them. The lyrics are provide electricity. God, nobody can tell you nothing, don't you know it's your ideas, daddy. You're sexy ladies, wanna part with us. In the car with us, them now war with us. In the club, they wanna flex with us. They get next to us, them covex with us. From the day we born, Jack, not my flame. Gonna call my name and it is me flame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till the early morning, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till the early morning, girl. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Woman, don't sweat it. Don't get agitated, just go and rotate down. Anything you want, you know you must get it. From you I never mentioned, don't ease the tension. Just run the program, girl, go and get it. Just have a good time, girl, free of any mind. Nobody can get you, but you know you won't get it. You are the number one girl with your hand, make them see your wedding plan. Your sexy ladies wanna bow with us. In the car with us, them now war with us. In the club, they wanna flex with us. They get next to us, then covex with us. Run the name on, Jack, not my flame. Gonna call my name and it is me fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till the early morning, let's get it done. Let's get it done, till the early morning, girl. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop when the beat drops. Just keep swinging it, get busy. Get crunked up, percolate anything you wanna call it. Oscillate your limit, don't take pity. We want to see you get life on the rhythm when we ride. And we lyrics up like electricity. God, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you know it's your ideas, Danny. Your sexy ladies wanna bow with us. In the car with us, then the war with us. In the club, they wanna flex with us. They get next to us, the covex with us. From the day alone, Jack, not my flame. Gotta call my name and it is me fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till the early morning, let's get it done. Let's get it done, till the early morning, girl. It's all good, girl, turn me on. shake that thing, miss. Gonna shake that thing, miss. Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, your miss. Jodie and the one, Rebecca, shake that thing, miss. Gonna shake that thing, miss. Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, Jodie and Rebecca. Your sexy ladies wanna bow with us, in the car with us, them now bow with us. In the club, they wanna flex with us, they get next to us, then covex with us. From the limit one, jack, not my flame, gonna call my name and it gives me fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till the early morning, let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morning, girl, it's all good, girl, turn me on. Sexy ladies wanna bow with us, in the car with us, them now walk with us. In the club, they wanna flex with us, they get next to us, them covex with us.
I just want to play it on repeat.
Holy shit.
I just want to play it on repeat. You know, our podcast is just going to be that song 10 times over.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hire that guy to play at one of our parties. He's fucking
again,
awesome.
That was Brendan Weber singing Get Busy by Sean Paul. And he got the accent. So we talked to Sean. That's how good he was. I thought we were talking to Sean Paul. We talked to Brendan Weber, and it turns out he sang that in college in an a cappella group.
That's awesome.
And his part was the solo in that song, so you know, he obviously just picked up the entire song. Super
cool,
though.
I'm glad he learned the rest of it. That was cool of him, sing that one part.
I mean, that's kind of what I would do.
Sorry, folks, that's all I know.
Yep, it's what you get. You're just going to hear me humming in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's like whenever anybody sings Informer. Informer.
Nice.
Yeah, basically. Cool. So what do we got coming up next? I believe we have a brand new FNK singer.
I love that.
And my favorite part about this is she is teamed up with a veteran member. Mm-hmm. So Alana Adams and Eric Dubrovsky, who's a longtime member, you know, early days Friday Night Karaoke, they teamed up, and they're going to do that to me one more time. I've actually never heard this song, I don't think, by a band called Captain and Tennille. Is that what it is? Have you heard of them before?
Maybe.
Do you know Captain and Tennille? You don't! Nobody does!
I know the song.
But this was awesome. I haven't heard of it, but now I have, and I'm happy I did. And let me tell you, the first time I ever heard this song was with these two brilliant people singing it, and now you will all hear it. Here you go.
Again.
again. Oh, baby, do that to me once again. Oh, baby, do that to me once again. Do it again, one more time. Do it again, one more time. Do it again.
That was beautiful. That was so nice.
It really was.
And by the way, she was, like you mentioned, that was her first post on FNK. I saw a lot of first-time posters hitting the FNK sexy hashtag this week, mostly solos. But in her case, like, that was pretty cool. She actually found us through Eric's post and then joined FNK, posted, and now she's a member. And she posted, I think I saw one or two other songs since then. So it's that so was cool. Awesome.
These collabs are some of my favorite things in the entire world. Actually, we're not featuring it on this podcast, but it was absolutely phenomenal. I believe it was, I think Celeste Applegate put it together.
She did.
Applegate put together one of our longtime members, you know, one of the originals, super OG, matriarch of FNK, got, I think it's like 20 people from Friday Night Karaoke to join an open collab of I'm Too Sexy.
It was awesome. Just like big, like everybody just jumped in, saying, oh, wait, oh, can I throw a special shout out to Celeste, by the way?
Yeah, please do.
Today's her birthday. Friday.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Are you ready?
Ready. Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Celeste. Happy birthday to you.
I have no idea how it's going to sync. Happy birthday, Celeste. Yeah, that was awesome.
That might be completely horrible with the syncing and the delay, but we tried. We tried.
We really did.
And thank you for rocking that awesome collab, by the way. Just, I love the community, getting everybody involved, getting people just off the sidelines and participating. And some people, you know, FNK have done this a long time. Some people have really not participated a lot and just jumped in on this. So I love seeing that too.
And let me tell you, on Smule, that was trending. It was showing up in trending.
Right. It was one of the biggest collabs on Smule, which is amazing.
So our hats off to you. That was awesome. And everyone listening, you need to go to facebook.com/groups/Friday Night Karaoke, or just go into your Facebook app and type in Friday Night Karaoke. Mm-hmm.
All right, click on the remembered group, and you remembered, Mike.
I did. I sure did. And you'll see it in there, and you have to listen, comment, love it, share it, tell all your friends. It's the coolest thing ever, and let me tell you, there's going to be a lot more where that came
and
from.
And join it if you want to sing. Great. If you just want to listen to amazing songs, great too. But definitely come on there and check it out.
So this is FNK Sexy, and it doesn't get much sexier than the Righteous Brothers, does it?
That's a good question. You know what? That's an amazing song. I think it does get sexier than the Righteous Brothers.
It sure does.
But this, on a scale of 0 to sexy, Righteous Brothers are not in my top like 10. But
I mean,
you know what? This song, however, was freaking phenomenal. Phenomenal.
The Righteous Brothers were in my wedding dance. I think it was like our wedding dance. So. Not this song, but, you know, I guess it's not really sexy.
Yeah, my wife's like, hey, do you like this outfit? And I'm like, that's like Righteous Brothers sexy, you know?
So in case you haven't gotten enough of Eric Dubrovsky, because I know I never do, you're going to hear him again. He'll be singing another song. This time, Asthma Bully Jones is leading the charge with Eric Dubrovsky, and they'll be singing You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
By the way, what is the over-under for saying the name Eric Dubrovsky on this podcast?
I'm pretty sure we've said it.
Did
on
we
this
hit
particular
it?
Episode okay. like 18 times. And if you span the last 6 episodes or 5 episodes, I don't know, a lot.
We're going for 100.
One more.
Count with us. We do a shot every time we say Dubrovsky.
Oh, man. I can't afford that.
Dubrovsky. All right, here we go. This is You've Lost That Love and Feeling by Asma Billy Jones and Eric Dubrovsky.
Dubrow, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jonesy. How you doing?
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it,
baby.
But baby, I know it.
You've lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh.
There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying,
baby.
Cause baby, something beautiful's dying.
You've lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh.
Baby, I get down on my knees for you.
If you would only love me like you used to do.
We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't let it slip away.
Well,
baby,
you
please,
I need your love.
I need your love.
I need your love.
I need your love.
Well, bring it on back.
Bring it on back.
Bring it on back.
That loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. Bring back that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. And I can't hold on. Oh, 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 oh. That loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. Bring back that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. And I can't hold on. Oh, 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 oh.
Thanks, Kubo.
Thank you.
Thank you both. That
really
was amazing.
Amazing. Really, thank you. That was incredible. Those notes that they were hitting. And,
so
and let me tell you, Asma Billy Jones, he just has this voice that is, you know, pulling out that Shure microphone,
mm-hmm.
you know, the classic Elvis Shure microphone.
Yeah.
I mean, he belongs in front of that microphone.
He does.
He's
in front of it often. He is always singing. I mean, sometimes he's playing the guitar and singing. Sometimes he's like at karaoke singing. He's just out. He is always stirring it up. I love
it. And fun fact about Osmo Billy Jones, he is a mariachi singer, or was, or is.
There was something, some sort of story that we heard where he, like, played at his wedding, or was it some sort of... you know what? We're screwing this up. We're going to have to find the story out for next time.
We will have to find out the story for next time. Asthma Bully Jones, we have not done you justice. But let me tell you, Asthma Bully is actually going to be leading the charge on our next Summer Mic Drop Challenge.
Yes.
And we'll be announcing the Summer Mic Drop Challenge tomorrow, the 30th.
Yes,
which
we are.
Is pretty awesome. So tomorrow night, expect to see a great announcement in Friday Night Karaoke. We're not going to give you too much information here, but you know, just to give you a sense, the Friday Night Karaoke Summer Mic Drop Challenge, it spans over the course of an entire month.
Mm-hmm.
You participate in the weekly challenges, and 10 finalists are chosen from 3 weeks of weekly challenge winners.
It's a lot of songs to go through, but it's worth it. It is. And then we take – so what? So I'm sorry. I cut you off there. 10 finalists, and then what happens? Tell us.
So it's fine. Yeah, so we're making it up as we go here, folks. So there's 10 finalists, and it all kind of culminates in a finals week where they all submit a finals video. And then a panel of 5 judges is going to go live along with Joe and I, and we will be reviewing all 10 on air, live together with everybody mm-hmm. in the group, and scoring each individual performance, and the performance with the highest points wins, Olympic style. And
oh, you know what I like?
To be phenomenal.
Hey, didn't we also do like a bunch of little prizes in the middle, like sort of the name that tune sort of thing, and give away a bunch of little Amazon gift cards? Didn't we do something like that?
We sure did. And
yeah,
bet your butt we're going to be doing it
Let's
again.
Let's do that again. That was awesome. We were like making up random games in the middle there. And you know what? But actually, we got like tons of participation. I remember there being like close to 1,000 comments throughout the evening of people just jumping in and chiming in, giving like a, you know, right. some encouragement or answering questions. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. First person to, you know, stand on their fingers, you know, with their.
That wasn't one of the challenges.
It wasn't.
It was
no.
really, it was song related.
It was all song related, yeah. I believe it was all like song trivia and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, stuff like that.
It was, it was great. Mm-hmm. So coming up next is actually another veteran member, and I feel terrible. I don't believe we've actually featured her in the podcast up until this point, but I'm so excited to be featuring Karen Kohler
yes.
in oh, today's so podcast. She is a phenomenally talented singer who has been a member of our community for a long time, and she's actually
one of our moderators.
Moderator.
As well, yeah.
Yeah. So she is singing one of the sexiest artists that exists, Beyonce. When you think sexy, I mean, you think
even
about...
Even sexier than the Righteous Brothers?
Let me tell you. Back in the day, the Righteous Brothers were probably pretty damn sexy. Yeah, you know?
Probably.
Yeah, back when they used to show, like, you know, a little thigh. Or not even, like, you know, some ankle. And you're like, yes! That's righteous.
All right. We've gone too far. Let's play it. Here's Karen
singing Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain how I'm feeling when my pride is the one to blame. Yeah, 'cause I know I don't understand just how your love can do when no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now, your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now, your touch has got me looking so crazy right now. Got me hoping you'll page me right now, your kiss has got me hoping you'll save me right now. Looking so crazy, your love's got me looking so crazy, your love. Thank you. When I talk to my friends so quietly, who we think he is, look what you've done to me. Tennis shoes, don't even need to buy a dress. You ain't here, ain't nobody else to impress. It's the way you thought you knew what I knew. It's the beat that my heart skips when I'm with you. But I still don't understand just how your love could do what no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch has got me looking so crazy right now. Got me hoping you'll save me right now. Your kiss has got me hoping you'll save me right now. Looking so crazy, your love's got me looking so crazy, your love. Got me hoping you'll page me right now. Your kiss has got me hoping you'll save me right now. Looking so crazy, your love's got me looking so crazy, your love. Oh, 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 no, no.
I'm sorry, did Karen Kohler just make a Beyonce song sexier?
It's hard to believe, but yes, I think she did.
That was freaking awesome. That Karen Kohler with Crazy in Love by Beyonce, and stepping it up a notch, slowing it down, and making it damn sexy.
That was, I have nothing to add to that. That was fantastic. Perfectly said.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, this is FNK Sexy, and just to remind everyone, and if you're brand new to the podcast, you might not know this, but in the Friday Night Karaoke group, again, go to Facebook and type in Friday Night Karaoke and click on the group. Free to join. We would love to have you there. There's amazing singers posting amazing songs, and it's an incredible community where you can really just be yourself, completely negativity free. But every week we host a theme of the week, and this week is FNK Sexy, where people are posting sexy songs. Thus the theme, thus Right Said Fred, and thus all of these beautiful songs that you're hearing today. So, you know, when I think sexy, you know, there are definitely some sexy names. What are some of the sexiest women names you can think of? Maybe like Marsha? No, that's not. Maybe Marsha? Maybe
Jan.
Maybe some. You know what I think? I think Deborah is a really
sexy name.
No. Bye, Beck, co-founder of Friday Night Karaoke, singing Deborah.
For you, sexy FNK.
That was so awesome.
Dude, you're not supposed to play the outtakes. The outtakes.
That was awesome. So I couldn't not post that. That was just awesome. I know you're just having fun with it. But let me tell you, everyone, that was the co-founder of Friday Night Karaoke, just having a blast. And that is what the Friday Night Karaoke group is all about. It's not about, you know, sometimes people post a serious video or a serious song and they really give it their all. And, you know, often they give it their all. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it's literally just about having fun. And that happens all the time. I know I post ridiculous videos. And let me tell you, I love that. And that got such a great reception from everybody in the group.
Because it was so ridiculous. You know, like I did my best. And I'm like I've as we all have done like three or four takes where you're like, oh, I screwed that up. I'm going to try it again. And I did that one. And I'm like, I tried to hit that note. And I'm like, oh, not even close. And I'm like, and I kind of continued. And I'm like, you know what? I am never going to hit that note ever. So I'm just going to cut it right here and just do it as an outtake, do it as a blooper reel sort of post. And that was it. I was not expecting you to play it on the podcast, though. I was just meant for funsies. But
surprise! You know what? FNK surprise! All right. So coming up next, we have a veteran FNK member. Another. I mean, we play a lot of veterans. You know, we've been around for a while now. We've been around since
November. There's a lot of veterans now, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a quick history lesson. We started FNK back in November. We were bored. We were stuck in the pandemic. We couldn't go out. We missed going to live events. We missed karaoke. Mm-hmm. So Joe and I decided, why don't we start a Facebook group? And in the beginning, it was just basically us posting stuff up. And we were posting some other people's stuff up, and we ended up getting some members, and they started posting. And here we are, 8 months later, sitting on almost 5,000
members. 5,000 members have joined since then. It was insane.
A massive amount of engagement, you know, tons of videos posted every day. And more importantly, it's not about the videos posted. It's about every video sees a bunch of likes, a bunch of comments, and it's not just random, you know, clicking. Right. It's actual people who care about the other people in the community.
I actually see that often, like really often in this community, just people posting and people giving encouragement, people, you know, shouting out and joining in to other people's songs and collabs, even on personal pages, people that are just commenting. And if somebody's like having a bad day and you see people jumping in there and saying, hey, you know, feel free to give me a shout out. Happy to talk you through it. Happy to, you know, just be an ear for you to, you know, just to rant to for a little bit. I see a lot of friendships being made on this page. And
I love that.
I absolutely love it. It's so much fun.
And that makes the entire thing worth it. I mean, that's exactly what we're going for here. Totally. And just to be clear to everyone, this is a completely unmonetized, we have zero desire to make money on Friday Night Karaoke. This is all about you, all about the community, all about a love of music, and that's what we do, and that's how we do it. So coming up next, again, this is a veteran member. He's been, I believe, one of our very first members, and he is, our very first moderator as well. This is James Holbert. He came onto the scene originally with an acoustic guitar. You know, his first song he posted was him playing acoustic guitar. And Joe and I were like, oh, my God, this guy's going to win every single one of the themes of the week. There is no way anyone can compete. This guy is incredible. And we need to change the rules or something because he's just going to take it all. He's the guy's a giant sweetheart. He's in a band, plays live a bunch, but always has time for not just Friday Night Karaoke, but the individual members. He's an ear that will listen, and he gives great advice. He's just a good person. We're happy to have him here. But in the sense of this podcast, he's an amazing singer as well. And for FNK Sexy, he's pulling out Chris Isaac with Wicked Game.
Agreed.
One of
this
my
amazing
personal
amazing
favorites. Here it is.
World is on fire and no one can save me but you. Strength what desire will make foolish people. Somebody like you.
nobody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, I don't wanna fall in love with you.
Amazing. Amazing.
And that was acoustic.
That was him playing. Yeah.
Yeah. He had the guitar out and he was actually playing and singing. That was phenomenal.
Fantastic. So, as always, all of his songs are great. And I love that he's almost always playing along. And he also posts from his band when he's playing and gigs, he's posting live with him playing guitar. So it's great. I love seeing some people are just amazing musicians that we have in this group. By the way, you mentioned before, you were like, oh, he's going to win everything. And by the way, do you know how many times I've said that to different FNK members at this point?
So many.
Like, I can't. It, every time I'm like, holy crap, this person is just ridiculously amazing. We have amazing talent in this group.
And amazing talent, amazing passion. And
just amazing people.
Just amazing people, exactly. Yeah. So I am drinking Casamigos tequila.
Are you?
And let me tell you, I've done two shots of this in the last two songs or so. And so I owe you two Dabrowskis. And wait, I have another one. I poured it, but I didn't get to drink it before the
well, end. Cheers, so brother.
Cheers to you and Dabrowski. Mmm.
Mmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So
I hit the spot.
Fantastic. I'm glad we got that out of the way. So again, that was James Hulbert singing Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. Absolutely incredible. So coming up next, we have another brand new FNK member. Again, some of our favorite to feature on this podcast. And if you're listening and you're a member of our community on Facebook, again, facebook.com, just type in Friday Night Karaoke and you can join. But if you're a member, hopefully this gives you a glimmer of hope to post and join the theme, because we love featuring new members.
Love it.
In the podcast. So this is Joanne. The names.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm going to try.
You're a name murderer. It's horrible.
This is Joanne
Contreras. Oh, I got it!
Dude, that wasn't even that hard.
It wasn't, but, you know. Samsonite! I was way off.
So she's a brand new member. This was this her first post?
I want to say it was
the first one that I've come across, I think.
Oh yeah, this was on Smule. This was her first post. It was a Smule post, and it was her very first one. So Joanne Contreras is singing "Sex on Fire" by Kings of Leon. Leon.
God.
So, so let me tell you today.
I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you.
Your hosts. Your hosts are Joe Rubin and Casamigos.
I'm going to write out every name phonetically from you moving forward.
Fantastic. So, right. Joanne Contreras is singing Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. Here it is.
Lay where you lay, don't make a sound. I know they're watching, they're watching. All the commotion, the kitty like play. It has people talking, they're talking. And you're on fire. Dark of the alley, the breaking of day. I hear while I'm driving, I'm driving. The soft lips are open, the knuckles are pale. It feels like you're dying, you're dying. And your sex is on fire. Concerned with the world to transpire. Hot as a fever, the rattling bones. I could just taste it, just taste it. If it's not forever, if it's just tonight, oh, we're still the greatest, the greatest, the greatest. And your sex is on fire. And your sex is on fire. Concerned with the words to transpire. And is on fire. Concerned with what should transpire.
That was awesome. Very, you know what? Her voice, I feel like I would have thought a challenge to her to sing something by No Doubt. For next week.
Oh my God, she would be an incredible Gwen Stefani,
right?
Yeah. Oh, again, that was Joanne Contreras singing "Sex on Fire" by Kings of Leon, and she is definitely. You know what? Hashtag FNK request. Please sing some No Doubt. I'm thinking "Just a Girl" because it's classic and everybody knows it.
Pick a song, but any song by No Doubt. I think that would be freaking fantastic.
Holla
back,
girl.
I don't want to drop it into.
Yeah, a single song bucket. Yeah.
Pick something.
Pick your favorite. Pick your favorite. Yeah. Any Gwen Stefani song will do. Mm-hmm. Pick a card, any card. So the next artist that we have is... have you ever seen the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, that movie?
No.
It has like every freaking star in the universe in it. Okay. And, you know, it has like Johnny Depp. It has not Ryan Seacrest, the other Ryan. Gosling. Ryan Gosling. Okay. Yeah. Has a whole bunch of people, like Heath Ledger, Jude Law, Colin Farrell. Has like literally everybody in it.
Now it's like I have to see it.
Yeah, it's actually phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, you 100% need to see it. So Brianna Vala, who is just a phenomenal singer, who has been featured in our podcast before. She's actually one of our themes of the week, and she's been in the top three at least two or three times.
Yeah,
out of the 34 times that we've run theme of the week.
Uh-huh.
Which is
34? Is that – did you just actually
– No, 34. Yeah, we have had 34 themes of the week. We've been running theme of the week,
34
giving away
$10
weeks? Amazon gift card for 34 weeks.
We're at $340 in at this point. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. This is real investment.
I know.
This is how we invest in our community.
Man.
Awesome. So anyway, Brianna Vala is singing Love on the Brain by Rihanna for FNK Sexy. Yeah, absolutely. Rihanna is one of the absolute most sexy singers ever. Like she, you know, let me tell you, bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Come on. Rihanna plays an acting role in Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. So if you haven't seen it and you like Rihanna, definitely watch that movie because you will absolutely fall in love. Man, female, doesn't matter. You will fall in love. She is incredible in that movie. And she embodies FNK Sexy. And Brianna Vala brings it home with Love on the Brain. Here it is.
And you got me like, oh, what you want from me? And I tried to buy you pretty hard, but the price too high. Baby, you got me like, oh, you love when I fall apart. So you can put me together and throw me against the wall. Baby, you got me like don't you stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Just stop loving me. Oh, and babe, I'm just fine with fire. Just to get close to you, can we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain that's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it hurts me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be brain, yeah, and it keeps cursing my name. No matter what I do, I'm no good without you, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. Then you keep loving me, just love me, just love me. All you need to do is love me. Got me like I'm tired of being played like a violin. What do I gotta do to get in your motherfucking heart, baby? Like don't you stop loving me. Don't quit loving me, just stop loving me. Oh, and babe, I'm this fine with fire. Just to get close to you, can we burn something, babe? Now run for miles just to get a taste. that's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain, and it keeps cursing my name. No matter what I do, I'm no good without you, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain.
I mean, I have FNK sexy on the brain right here, because that was awesome.
Fantastic. She's so good. We have,
she really is.
We have. I said this like a million times already, but we have such amazing, talented people in FNK. It is just a pleasure to watch everybody just busting out on this group. It's fantastic. It's amazing. Yeah, that was so good.
I agree. You know, and this is exactly what we wanted this group to end up being. This is exactly, we've had to ban three people
right
since we started Friday Night Karaoke. That's it. Three people. We don't get the garbage that the other groups get, because it's like a very pure referral oriented group. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't advertise. We don't drive tons of people here. It's people telling their friends, their families, and that's what it's about. People actually say that.
People are like, you know, I'm on like this other group, and that group sucked, and I joined your group, and I'm so excited. I'm happy to be here. So I do love seeing those notes.
Let me tell you, the Friday Night Karaoke podcast has become one of my – we started as kind of a whim, but it's become one of my favorite parts of the week.
I love looking forward to like when we do this at night here, and you know, it's one of my favorite nights of the week.
So I got to tell you, we have the next song for FNK Sexy, Autumn Tennis. I said it correctly.
You did.
Autumn Tennis. She is – an incredible member. She doesn't post a lot because she can't. She doesn't have time to post a lot. But when she posts, it's gold every single time. Every single one of them. I want to recall the very first post. Can you?
Jolene!
So she posted Jolene by Dolly Parton, and Joe and I were just blown back. I mean, we that was incredible. And every post since then has just been gold.
As good. It's one is better than the next. It's fantastic. She's got an amazing talent.
So Autumn Tennis has decided to bring out her own FNK Sexy with Hide the Wine. Yeah, for me, it's Hide the Casamigos.
You know what? You should have listened to this song first, sir.
I had zero wine tonight, sir. I had four Dubrovskis. So Autumn Tennis is singing Hide the Wine by Carly Pierce. And here it is. Wait.
that was so
Adam!
Good. Amazing. Amazing, as always. You know what? You mentioned last week, you know, you're not really into country music, and I have never been into country music in my life, and a lot of these country songs I'm hearing for the first time. So that one I've never heard before, and you know what? It's perfect.
I had never heard it before either. And let me tell you, Friday Night Karaoke has given me a new appreciation for country music. And
totally.
You know, I just love music as a whole. I mean, my personal kind of mantra with this is if they have talent, I will listen to
mm-hmm.
it.
Agreed.
I don't care what the genre is. I love everything. I love opera. I love literally everything. I can appreciate amazing, like, Dr. Dre. I love his stuff. I can recite the entire Lodi Dodi by Dougie Fresh / Snoop Dogg. And I love Megadeth, and I can recite every song that they've ever sung. So I can appreciate great talent wherever it lies.
But you know what I like? But you know what? There are so many songs that people are singing in here that are amazing that I've never heard before.
Exactly.
I love it. I love hearing, a few on this podcast, but just on the FNK page, there's songs that I'm like, I've never heard it, never heard of this artist, and it's amazing, you know? And it's
right.
The first time I've ever heard a song being played, and it's not even the original singer.
Right, and you fall in love with the song.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is freaking
the cover
fantastic,
artist.
Right?
Right, which is actually a testament to how well these singers are just embracing their love of this music. Mm-hmm. So that would be our second to last
really
singer of the podcast.
Who is the final singer of the podcast this evening?
So earlier we had Alana Adams and mm-hmm. Eric Dabrowski. Oh, I have to do a shot.
Oh.
We had Alana Adams. So Alana Adams, I don't believe, has any relation to Jennifer Adams, who is I don't know this for sure. I don't know that for sure. Maybe they could, you know, 21 and Me or whatever it's called. What is it called?
Yeah. Oh. What are you talking about?
The genetics thing. Is it like 20 something A/B test?
I
have no idea what it's called. There's like some like genetics test that you can take. It's called like 21 or something like that in Me. Maybe I'm making it up, and you're able to like take your little piece of your blood, send it out, and they tell you like, you know, you were related to Napoleon.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, it's possible that Jennifer Adams and Alana Adams are related in some way, but unlikely. Anyway, Jennifer Adams, longtime member of FNK again, and just an incredible singer. She's really, I believe, come out of her shell with Friday Night Karaoke only in the last, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Recently upgraded her microphone.
That
and,
was
and
yeah. That was the
phone
thing.
Setup.
Yeah, she was on FNK for a while and had this crackling mic, and it was her songs were good, but it was a little tough. And I think we mentioned it on one of the previous FNK podcasts.
Yeah, but she did call us out. She did call us out.
She did.
She was buying it anyway. She's like, hey guys, it wasn't your podcast.
No, I'm gonna take credit
Thanks.
For it anyway. I'm taking credit.
But nah.
Taking credit.
I got that order in long before.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, Jennifer Adams, one of my favorite singers in Friday Night Karaoke. She not only brings amazing vocal talent, but she brings attitude. She brings theater. She brings showmanship. She brings it all. And the song choices, etc. I'm just a huge fan. So Jennifer Adams is bringing Sexy Boy, which she reworked and re-engineered into Sexy Girl. And it's the WWE intro, actually, for Shawn Michaels. I don't know if you remember, but Shawn Michaels actually sings Sexy Boy. So Jennifer Adams rings Sexy Girl, and that's how we're going to close out this Friday Night Karaoke podcast.
Do it.
Give a listen, and I know you will not be disappointed. Here it is.
Hey. Oh, yeah. You think I'm cute? You think I'm sexy? I got the look that shivers down the spine. Got the move. Yes. I really move it. I'm sending chills up and down the spine. I'm a sexy girl. I'm not your girl toy. Mm-mm. I'm just a sexy girl.
your toy. Nope. I make them hot and shit. Their knees get weak when I'm around. They see me walk. Oh, they hear me talk. Yes. I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm a sassy girl. But I'm not your toy. And a sassy girl can't be your toy. Boy's toy is anybody's joy toy. Hands off. Eat your heart out, boys. Off the merchandise. Make them hot. Make them shit up, get a sweater, and their knees get weak. Whenever I'm around, see me walk, yes. Oh, they hear me talk, and I think they think they're on cloud nine. Just a sassy girl. Mm-mm, I'm not your toy. Just a sassy girl. I'm not your girl toy. Cute. I know I'm sassy. I get the looks, the drawings, all the male wild, got the moves. Yeah, I really move on. Send the chills up and down and fine. I'm a sassy girl. I'm not your girl, boy. Being a sassy girl. I'm not a joy toy.
I mean, you can't see it, but she got these. You got these. She got these like triangle '80s glasses and like the headband with the giant hair to the side, and she just embraced the look and she just owned it. Loved that.
She is 100% rock star in this.
100% rock star.
It does not get any more rock star. You know what? And you get a lot of that. People who are. It's not just about the singing. This is a podcast. Obviously, you're just hearing the audio, but if you go to the Friday Night Karaoke page on Facebook, you see the videos, and it's not most of the time it's people just singing, and you know, however you're comfortable, whether it's in your garage like I'm singing half the time, or
looking at the camera
or whatever you're doing. But some people are like, I'm taking this to the next level. I'm doing it up. I'm dressing up. They add so much to this, and Jennifer is one of those people, and that was. Like, that could have been on MTV for sure. Just that video.
I am convinced that if Jennifer decided to be a pop star or a Broadway singer, she could just do it.
100%.
Yeah, and there's plenty of members.
There's a ton
the
of
same
them.
Way about.
There's a ton of
and
them.
And there's plenty of members that I would love to bring to the karaoke bar with me. In fact, all of them.
We got to get a karaoke bar that holds 5,000 people. I think we can find one.
Yeah, you know what? I think we can. You know, I'm pretty sure Las Vegas can accommodate.
Oh,
the right. Richard Branson suite.
Oh, yes. We'll get that.
So that was our last song, and following the final song of our podcast.
What's next? What are we doing?
We always set up the next theme of the week. So this was FNK Sexy.
Oh, man.
Prior to this, we had FNK Good, FNK Bad. We have FNK Fun. Generally, we do like a decade and then something fun, or you know, like a.
It's been several weeks since a decade. I mean, we've done some fun themes over the past at least 2 months. I don't think we've done.
Why don't we do like 1890s?
1890s? Oh, the Beethovens. Like we could, yeah, that could be nice.
Hold on, I'm googling. I want to see when Beethoven was.
Yeah, no, I know. I really should have. I feel silly now. I should have. But I don't know. I think we should.
So we need to pick a new theme of the week. Yeah, right. We need to pick a new theme of the week.
What are we doing?
So we could do decades. We've already done.
I mean, I love 70s,
60s,
I love 70s.
50s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
We've already done all. We can of course do it again. We can do it.
We could.
We're gonna run out, right? We're gonna run out of decades. We're gonna have to.
My biggest problem is I'm a 90s and 80s kid.
Right.
And that's what I always just fall back on. I'm like, yes, 80s! Yes, 90s!
You know what,
yes,
though?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles!
All right, Splinter. Listen, the best thing is that somebody this week was like, you should do a double feature of FNK Sexy because it got so popular. And I actually thought about that for a few minutes. Like, maybe
I did
do it again,
well.
But, you know?
Yeah, I think I do like changing it up.
I think we do it again, but not this week. I want, because it was just, there's so many amazing songs. Let's give it a pause.
Hey,
in between.
Idea. Hold on, it's
right,
coming to
it,
me.
Do it.
So I've been watching the Olympics with my daughter because we watch skateboarding.
Yeah, so have we.
Skateboarding is,
oh my god, it was
time.
So good.
Yeah. So we actually follow on Instagram. There's a Brazilian 13-year-old girl who skateboards, and she actually won the silver in Girl Street, and we've been following her forever, and we're like rooting her on big time, and it was amazing. But anyway, my train of thought here is, why don't we do something about the Olympics?
So, you know,
FNK Strong, FNK Strong.
You know what? Every time you see a racer about to go race, they have their headphones in, right? And they're sitting there. You see them, they got the sunglasses on, they're looking off to the side, they got their headphones in, they're playing something, right?
What are they playing?
I don't know. They're playing that freaking song.
Something that ramps them up, gets them ready to attack,
right,
to win, to freaking take it home.
To take gold.
The gold song.
What,
so let's
FNK
make it FNK
gold?
Strong. FNK Strong.
Oh, FNK Strong or FNK Gold?
It could be FNK Gold. You know, I like that because that's very Olympics.
Yeah. It's the Olympics. FNK Strong sounds strong, but FNK Gold is like, I don't know.
I actually like that. So FNK Gold, I like that. So we're going to take home the gold. What do you do to get ready for the gold? You're going to go for the gold? What are you listening to take that home? Like, think about songs that talk about perseverance, that talk about success, that make you feel like you're going to win, that amp you up, that make you feel confident, that make you feel strong. FNK Gold.
I love it. I freaking love it. And it could be, by the way, and we're doing this, of course, around Olympic week, which is fantastic. But even if you're not in the Olympics, even if you're not like sports, if you're doing something in business or doing something as a hobby, or doing something, doing art, or
you're
anything,
drinking Casamigos.
Like, yeah, you're doing something. Like, you're doing something, and you're like, all right, I need to amp myself up. I need to rock this. What cassette am I dropping into my Sony Walkman?
I usually blast it
full volume.
I usually just call you, and that's what gets me excited about life. You know, I'm like, Joe, I have an idea,
and you're like,
tell me about it, buddy. So, all right, everyone, FNK Gold is going to be the new theme of the week. We will write up the specifications and the description and all that other fun stuff, and we'll be posting it tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. I am going to the casino tomorrow, so I'll be posting it straight from the casino. That's how much I love you guys.
Nice.
I am. I'm going to the casino tomorrow, and I'll be there until Sunday, and I'll see you there Saturday.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'll see you there!
FNK, we love you. That was a phenomenal podcast. We love hosting these things. Please, if you are a newbie to Friday Night Karaoke, join the Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/ Friday Night Karaoke, or just go to your app and type in Friday Night Karaoke, and we'll definitely show up right there. Join, post, comment, love it. And if you're listening to this podcast, wherever you're listening, just click that little star, the five-star,
the
heart.
Like, click the like button. Honestly, we love that stuff. We love if you give us a little rating. That would be fantastic.
Right.
But more importantly, we are honored to be such in such great presence with such an amazing group of people. It makes us smile every single day. So thank you to all the FNK members out there. You make us happy. You make us have fun with this. This is all about you. And
you make me feel FNK sexy.
I feel FNK sexy every day because of
thank you, Friday Night Karaoke! And that's Mike and Joe out.
Peace out.
Later.